couple months ago, I was surfing through Netflix trying to find a show to watch, and I stumbled upon some of these nature documentaries that they have on there. It kind of reminded me when I was a kid and Dad would watch National Geographic. He loved Wild America, you know, and had the great theme song to it every time. You know, dun 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 dun. So I got on there, you know, I found this documentary. Wasn't National Geographic. It was a PBS special called Earth's Natural Wonders. And on this program, they not only went around the world and found these amazing, majestic areas of Earth that they could film and the animals there and the geography itself, but they really wanted to explore the people that lived there. Like, how did they survive in a lot of these harsh, unforgiving environments? One of the episodes was about a tribe that lived down in Brazil in the Amazonian rainforest, the Mawe tribe, which, by the way, I think a good motto for them would be, it's Mawe or the Hawe. You laughed. I didn't know if you were going to laugh or not. I was like, that's amazing. But the Mawe tribe, they've existed for centuries in this unforgiving environment of the Amazonian rainforest, and they've done so because they have these long-standing rituals and traditions that keeps the tribe together and teaches them how to stay alive, how to survive in this wilderness. One of the rituals that they displayed in this particular episode, I have to admit, was rather disturbing. It was the ritual that they perform on young men who are coming of age. You know, they are coming into adult manhood. And this ritual is that coming of age moment for them. Most of the time, these boys are about 12 years old when they go through this ritual. They're coming into adolescence, they're coming into maturity, and they're being prepped to be warriors in the tribe, to be hunters, to be able to provide for the tribe. In this ritual, they have these boys put on, and they look like oven mitts that they put on. They're woven with leaves, and they're these massive like gloves that they put on their hands. And then they lock arm in arm with all the men of the tribe, and they kind of do this dance in this circle around like a fire, you know, and they're kind of doing this thing. And that's kind of weird in and of itself. The disturbing part is that woven into these gloves that they wear are hundreds and hundreds of bullet ants with their stingers facing the inside of the glove. Now, bullet ants got their name because European explorers came to the Amazon, and when they got stung by these ants, it felt like getting shot by a rifle. It's an extremely painful venom that paralyzes and swells the arm and causes pain for hours after the sting takes place. Almost 24 hours after the sting, you still feel like it's stinging you. And so they put these gloves on these 12-year-old boys, and they have to endure that pain and torment for 10 minutes while they're dancing around trying to show no concern. But of course, they've got tears coming out of their eyes. They're trying very hard not to cry. They're trying to prove their manhood so that they can be a warrior and provide for the tribe. Not only do they have to go through that ritual, they have to do it 20 times over the course of the next couple years to truly prove themselves and be a man. Now, after the episode, they interviewed the camera crew, and they did this on every episode because they're going to some really, really harsh areas. And for that episode, the camera crew was like, it took everything in us not to just rush in and save these kids, because we saw how horrible this was. And in our Western mindset of what's right and what's wrong, we wanted to rush in and stop this horrible, terrible thing that they were doing to these boys. I think at some level they were justified in that thought. At some level, I think we see the same indignation in today's gospel with Christ himself. He looks at the Pharisees and he sees this ritual that they do. Granted, it's not painful or horrible like this one with the Mawe tribe, but he sees them performing it, and there's no meaning behind it. They wash their hands, they purify all these things in their lives, but they're just going through the motions. They're just doing it for the sake of doing it because it's tradition. And he gets angry at them. He's like, you're not doing anything. You're not really purifying yourselves. You're not changing anything. Traditions, rituals, things that we do that lack meaning, well, they make no sense, but sadly, that's what our life usually is, isn't it? We wake up in the morning, we go through the ritual of our early morning routine, getting ready for the day. We go to work because we have to. We have to make money, support our family. We get home, we take care of the kids, we do what we need to do. And then we repeat the whole process the next day. There, if we're not careful, can be a meaninglessness to it. Even this, what we're doing right now, can fall into that category. We wake up on Sunday morning, it's like, gotta go to Mass today. 9 o'clock rolls around, I need to get to church before the bells are ringing. Because it's what we do. The camera crew, after this all took place, they were speaking with the chief of the tribe about what had just happened. And the chief explained to them that this is an ancient custom of theirs to do. And they do it because when you expose these boys to the bullet ant venom, and they do it time and time and time again, experiencing that pain, slowly but surely, the body actually adapts to the venom. It becomes less and less painful every time they do it until it doesn't cause them any anxiety or worry at all. In fact, it's such a potent venom that most other insects and creatures that would sting or bite them, now they're even impervious to those things. They can wander through the jungle now without fear. They can truly be a warrior for the tribe. They can truly do their duty as hunters and provide. Furthermore, the chief went on to say, you know, if there's no sacrifice, if there's no pain, how are they going to learn courage? If they don't experience this with their brothers, how do you foster community, loyalty, bravery, dedication to something bigger than yourself? All of these virtues come from this ritual. And so the camera crew realized that they were wrong to want to intervene. The ritual had meaning to it. It had a purpose. The same should be true for us. We wake up in the morning to get ready for the day. There should be meaning behind those rituals. Going to work every day, it should be a purpose-filled activity. Taking care of the kids, doing the stuff around the house, cleaning up, doing chores, coming to Mass. These should be rituals that are steeped with meaning. And that meaning should be exactly what Christ teaches us, that it combats these things that have no meaning. These things like the evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly, they have no meaning. Those are the rituals that have no meaning. But this does. This reminds us that sacrifice can mean something. That through pain, we gain courage. That we grow an understanding of who we are and how we relate to those around us. That we join in community of praise and worship, preparing for that ultimate community at the end of it all. And everything that we do, every action we take, should be filled with that same meaning, so that, as Christ teaches us, we're filled with God. And so is everything that we say and we do. So let us reclaim those rituals in our life. Let us bring God into every moment of what we do so that we can find that true and everlasting joy. Amen.